The drug overdose death rate in Nebraska nearly doubled from 2006 to 2016, from about 4 deaths per 100,000 people to more than 6 deaths. And although research shows Nebraskans in rural areas have about the same access to drugs as those living in urban areas, access to treatment is far from equal. Kirk Dombrowski is director of the Rural Drug Addiction Research Center at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He says there's a lot we don't know about rural drug use.
For the Midwest in general, there's very little research that's been done, and that leaves us wondering a lot. We don't know what kinds of supply, what kinds of use, what kinds of patterns, what kinds of social networks, and we don't know what kinds of risk are involved.
And treatment can be hard to find, especially for medication-assisted treatment. Lindsay Hanlon coordinates the state opioid response for the Nebraska Division of Behavioral Health. She says certain medications work by lessening withdrawal effects of opioids.
We do know that it has been proven more effective when somebody has been on medication-assisted treatment and continued that process. They tend to have fewer relapse rates than those who just do the abstinence only and don't have any sort of ongoing therapy or touch base with their provider.
But one of those medications, methadone, can only be administered in a clinic setting, and there are just 3 clinics in Nebraska. 2 in Omaha and 1 in Lincoln. Buprenorphine can be prescribed by a doctor who's gone through a simple certification process, and there are 54 active prescribers, but 41 of those are in either Lincoln or Omaha. The treatment is controversial. Critics say it's just trading one addiction for another. But that's completely untrue, says Tina Chosick, director of the Behavioral Health Education Center of Nebraska at Kearney.
So they are not a drug that people get dependent on. So there's no pleasure, there's no euphoria that comes from it. It's almost like a neutralizing agent.
That misunderstanding may be one reason not many doctors are comfortable prescribing buprenorphine for opioid addiction treatment. But the state is trying to increase that number, and it seems to be working. The number of active prescribers is still too low, but it's double what it was last year. The goal is to educate and train primary care doctors about mental health and substance use disorders so they can provide integrated care.
So if you have depression and you have, you know, you're drinking too much, if you're required to go to 2 different places to get 2 different treatments, right, that makes no sense because you're one person struggling with these things.
But medication-assisted treatment is not the only option. Peer support is a growing trend. It takes a person with drug addiction experience and pairs them with someone earlier in their recovery journey. Danielle Smith is the project director for Nebraska Coalition for Peer-Directed Services.
We're really working on workforce development. You know, if you're in recovery and you start doing really well in your recovery, then you can support another individual in recovery as well.
And although there are more peer support options in eastern Nebraska, this training program is spreading to all corners of the state. Tommy Newcomb is executive director of the Connection Project in Norfolk. He says peer support was a critical part of his own recovery, and now he provides that same care to others.
I think sometimes in traditional, you know, behavioral health services, there can be a little bit of learned helplessness, or, you know, people don't get a chance to take personal responsibility for their own wellness, and peer support kind of combats that, and it doesn't look at people as problems, it looks at people as people.
Dombrowski says Nebraska can and should do more, like allowing communities to establish a syringe exchange program. Intravenous drug users can turn over used needles and get clean ones back.
Where we have successful syringe exchange, we have better treatment, we have lower disease spread, we have better recovery rates. It's that simple.
The programs also provide HIV and hepatitis C testing, toiletries, basic medical care, and much more. But the closest program is in Denver. A community health research group at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln strongly recommends the state authorize syringe exchanges. No lawmakers have introduced a measure to do that in this or any previous legislative session. In the meantime, groups like the Rural Drug Addiction Research Center are working to gather as much data as possible to guide future decisions. For NET News, I'm Becca Costello.